The Memorandum of Understanding between Stanbic Bank South Sudan and UN Women is based on the belief that economic empowerment for women benefits not only individual women, but also their children, their households, and the communities they live in. Andrew Murugu, head of Stanbic Bank, said the bank and UN Women are committed to supporting South Sudanese women and girls.
To enhance financial inclusion, we shall collaborate to provide access to banking service in remote areas for women operating through the village savings and lending associations. It will ensure safe depositing and storage of funds. This is a problem we think continues to persist across the country, and that is what we feel from a bank perspective we can also help to embrace and support financial inclusion. Internet penetration and increased digitalization across the globe have turned the world into a global village, and we therefore commit to providing access to ICT and training.
Peter Magola, the UN Women Country Representative in South Sudan, explains how the collaboration will help women.
We train them on how do you become entrepreneurs, what businesses can you do, how can you market your products. We train on them. Now the question comes, where will they get the capital to start these businesses? So UN Women provides them what we call a starting kit. A small kit where we give them, each of them, each group of 10 people are given a starting capital of about between 1,000 and 5,000 US dollars, each of the group. And then they loan each other that small amount of money, and then they begin businesses. When these resources multiply, now they are moved to them and given to other groups so that it has a multiplier effect, so that each of the women can start up their businesses.
Magola says UN Women is conferring with World Bank officials to talk about landing additional grants for South Sudanese business women.
We are now working on a program with the World Bank to see how can we provide them some grants, at least bigger grants, that can enable them to boost those businesses.
Magola says UN Women and the bank are also discussing how the government can help women by streamlining the registration process for startup companies run by women, as well as their access to financial institutions. Last month, Stanbic Bank South Sudan also signed the Memorandum of Understanding with the National Basketball Association in partnership with the Lualdeng Foundation to support sports.
Our children are South Sudan's future. In this regard, we shall encourage our adolescent girls and young women to embrace basketball as a sport that can potentially transform their lives tremendously.
Pauline Mbaya, the head of Stanbic Foundation, says forging strategic partnership like this one will be the driver of economic growth in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shiapai in Juba.